Saskatchewan Agriculture reports spring seeding is underway in some areas of the province, while other areas are delayed due to flooding and runoff. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday for the period from April 28th to May 4th. Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale, says cold temperatures and wet field conditions have caused delays.
Seeding is starting to get underway in some areas in Saskatchewan, but other areas are definitely delayed due to excess spring runoff. Right now, we're at about 3% of the 2026 crop in the ground. But that's behind the five-year average of 12% and behind the 10-year average of 13%. The cold temperatures and excessive runoff, frozen soils and washed out roads are definitely limiting seeding progress, but we're hoping that this will change in the coming weeks. Cereal crops are triticale and durum are kind of leading the progress in seeding, while pulses and oil seeds will be getting underway shortly or have just started. Cereal crops are about 16% of the triticale has been seeded, 10% of the durum, 4% of barley, 2% of spring wheat, and 2% of oats, and 1% of the canary seed. For pulse crops, only 6% of the field peas are in, 4% of lentils, and 3% of chickpeas. For oilseed crops, 3% of mustard and 3% of canola are in, as well as 2% of flax. But perennial forages are lagging behind that a bit. Only 1% of perennial forages have been seeded to date.
Stonehouse says as temperatures warm up and the ground thaws, the water will either run off or soak into the ground and begin to dry up so field operations can begin. As we get further into spring seeding and spraying, he encourages farmers to stay safe and to watch for overhead power lines as equipment is moved through fields and across farmyards. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.